Welcome to Unapologetically Mahogany. This is a real, raw, uncut podcast where I talk about it all. I'm dope, hilarious, and bring good energy. So if that's what you're about, then I encourage you to stay for a while. Whether you're sipping on a bottle of bubbly or water, because you know you need some H2O in your life, then go ahead and get you a little something something. These episodes are entertaining, so if you're ready to vibe out to my crazy shenanigans, eventful story times, and opinionated topics, then you're in the right space. All right, y'all. So every now and then, my husband and I always talk about our memories going back through memory lane, especially with our childhood. And when we think about our childhood, we think about how simple and easy it was. There were no bills, you know, everything was provided for us, food in the fridge, you know, our own bed. Life was just so much simpler. There were no bills. We never had to say adulting is hard. It was just really fun. And you know what we think about? We think about cartoons. Cartoons from the 90s. So with me today, I have my special guest, my husband, joining us. So, you know, let's talk about it. What are some of the cartoons that you remember watching, and did you have any favorite ones?
I remember watching so many, like Courage the Cowardly Dog, Beavis and Butthead, Hey Arnold, Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, which, by the way, was a very disturbing show looking back now. But some of the stuff that they were doing, you'd be looking like, I don't know if this show would be suitable for kids.
No way, really?
See, yeah.
I never even heard of the show, so I didn't even know what it was about.
It was about these two weird-looking mouses, Ren and Stimpy. I think one of them was red. The other one was this really skinny mouse that was really insane with the way he acted.
Really?
Yes. Like, okay. He would always call his friend, you idiot. And I remember the first episode, it started out with them singing Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. But with what they were doing, it was creepy.
Oh. Like,
So it was like the skinny one was trying to plan some diabolical crap, and his friend was trying to put a happy spin on it. That's what made it creepy.
Oh, wow.
On top of the animation, too, making it look like he looked crazy as heck.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you pull up Ren and Stimpy right now online, you'd see what I'm talking about as far as how one little skinny dude looked.
Okay.
Disturbing.
Okay, let's look.
Yeah, like just look at him.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah, like just look at his eyes.
Okay, yeah, that is very. Oh, wow.
And that's them singing Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy.
Oh.
When they were smacking their butts against one another.
Oh, wow. So this was like the theme song?
No, it wasn't. Okay. The theme song, it didn't have any lyrics into it, but in the first episode was when they were singing that Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. This was a disturbing show for kids. But that goes to show how different the 90s were back then compared to how they are now.
Agreed. Yes, it is. It's so different.
Yeah, and I mean, who can go wrong with Doug? Everybody remembers that show.
It was a classic, and we even would watch it still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because,
Helga?
Helga, yes, and she'd always say to Arnold,
football head?
Yes.
Yeah. Football head.
Oh my gosh, and then his best friend.
Gerald?
Yes. Wow. That was a really good show.
Yeah, some people would question as far as why they had black people in shows back then, but fun fact, the reason why they wrote black characters in cartoons back then was because they had to. Otherwise, they would be seen as racist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why a character like Gerald was written into shows like Hey Arnold.
No way to add some type of diversity.
Yes, that was exactly why they added him in.
Mm. See, because I think he's the only one. Besides, there's another girl in there that looks kind of mixed.
Oh, yeah. Helga's friend.
Yes. Okay. Wow, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was.
Yeah. So, were you big on the Rugrats?
I was big on the Rugrats, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they made those three movies on it. Like, what? The Rugrats movie, the Rugrats in Paris, the Rugrats and Wild Thornberries movie.
Oh, yes. I don't think I saw that one.
It was okay. It wasn't as good as the first two.
Oh.
Yeah, because they were trying to do too much with them trying to do the crossover with the Wild Thornberries, which I also remember.
Okay. Oh, so would you say the Rugrats movie was, like, the best one?
Yeah, that was a classic.
Mm-hmm. It so was.
Mm-hmm. I still remember the VHS they came out with for it. That was orange on the outside.
Dang!
Yeah!
Oh my gosh, we're totally dating ourselves. That's crazy! Oh, wow. That is... Well, you know what? I want to divert really quick on... before we come back to this, but let's talk about VHS. Like, those were so much fun to collect, like, the movies and see, you know?
Yeah.
What, yeah, the title, how it was going to look when you got it. That was pretty cool. And then you're putting it in the VCR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who all couldn't forget the different functions they had on the VHS back then? Like, the fast forward, the super fast forward.
Yeah.
Button. Where you pause, you press the pause button, then you pause again, and then it'll slowly move the picture to the point where you can see the detail going on a certain scene that you might have missed because they might have moved too fast. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I remember all of that.
Me too. And then you remember going to Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of my sisters used to work at Blockbuster, so we always get the scoop on movies that were out for rent, and even video games that were out for rent.
Dang, so you knew ahead of time what was coming out.
Yeah.
Man, must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the spot. That was the spot for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the spot. Yeah. Yeah.
I lost track of how many movies and TV shows were recorded.
Oh, because it was that many.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, my gosh. I know, compared to now. Because, I mean, back then, I felt like after we did VHS, then we went to DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was huge. I was like, DVDs? This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could see more. You could even catch the commentary and, you know, deleted scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out with Blu-ray. Never did that before, but yeah. And that thing was like Redbox and then Netflix. Something like that. That's crazy. Yeah, because I remember like Friday nights was like the spot where Blockbuster was like thick and just full of everyone going there just, you know, rent a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you get there in time before they're all rented out, and then you got to come back another week to get it because, you know, yeah, you. I don't know how long you could rent movies or games for, but yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I felt like it was typically for a week. And if you went past that week, then you could get an extension.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And now they're all gone. And now it's, you know, Netflix.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Netflix and Disney Plus.
I actually remember where the Blockbuster was over in my town. It was right down the street from my house.
Okay, so it wasn't far.
No. It was there for the longest time back then until they decided to change it into a liquor barn.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And was there another Blockbuster that was like... close to, or that was the closest?
That was the closest. The other one was over on a different side of town from our house. It was over, so the one closest to our house was on this plaza called Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that was a little further down was in this plaza called Palomar.
Oh, Palomar, okay.
Yeah, it was towards the direction of where we would go from when you're going in and out of town from Lexington, down that road, like where the Kentucky Castle is, down that way is where you would go to get down there.
Okay, so it was a drive, like you said.
Little bit of a drive, but it wasn't too bad. Okay. It really just came down to what side of town you lived on.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I remember besides Blockbuster, there was another video store that you could also get DVDs and games from as well.
And which video store is this? And don't say bootleg.
No. Oh, I see. I didn't know about that store.
Well, it's not a store. It was just the kind of thing that was there back then.
Oh.
When you were trying to get some videos and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
a different way.
Ah, okay. Got it. So they weren't as packed as Blockbuster.
Well, no, because you got it through more... Well, let's just say through bootleg, you didn't exactly get things to the most legal means.
Oh, you know what? I just caught on. Yes, I was researching something, so I'm sorry. Yes, because even they would bootleg videos, movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that you didn't have to go in and watch the movie. You could actually just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that is. Yeah, I can't find it. The other video store I was talking about, but... Maybe it'll come back to me. Yeah, I can't remember at the moment. Yeah, and they would you could also burn discs, CDs, all that. Like that was huge, and LimeWire.
Yeah, that's how people would do it in the movie theater too.
Yep. So especially if they didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to now, you know, we have YouTube, and you could see, you know, episodes or trailers or clips from a movie, even after it's come out. So, yeah. Okay. So, there was a couple of other, you know, shows as well. I know one for me. Now, it's a classic. It's something that I actually was like, I'm never going to grow up. And if I do, I'm always going to love this show. I even had shoes for it. And that's Winnie the Pooh.
I remember that show.
Yes,
yeah.
I love Winnie the Pooh. I just loved it. And anytime it came on, I was there front and center watching it. Yeah, I love Winnie the Pooh. So much that I had like a whole Winnie the Pooh room. Like everything was Winnie the Pooh. I loved it. Pooh Bear was my favorite.
Mm.
And there was Piglet, you know, that was just what I loved.
And Tigger.
Yes, Tigger too, yes. I loved it. Yeah, so I take it, did you ever watch it? Or were you not a big fan?
Meh, I watched it on occasion when it was on.
Okay.
But I was into other shows aside from that.
Okay, so were you more of a Nickelodeon or like Disney?
More Nickelodeon.
Okay, so Nickelodeon more of, okay.
Yeah, between those two.
Okay, got it. Okay.
But that wasn't to say that was the one that I was most into, though. The one that I was most into was Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay, Cartoon Network. So you watch, like, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Dexter's Lab.
Okay, and you watch, the Animaniacs?
Yeah, the Animaniacs, too.
Okay, the Animaniacs!
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and...
Looney Tunes.
Yes, that was a... Because the Looney Tunes, is that the one that had the Roadrunner on it? Is that
yeah.
one?
Yeah! Yeah!
I don't think I'm saying it right.
Looking back now, I'm sitting here like, how is this bird still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, it should have been dead.
Yeah.
oh my gosh. Yes, that was crazy. All the lives he had. More lives than the cat. Wow.
Very true.
Oh my gosh. And we can't forget Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yes.
But here's my thing. So with Tom and Jerry, how is it that we were so glued to watching it? And they never talked. It was just music in the background.
I know.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, no. I remember them talking in, like, a few episodes, but it was only, like, one or two words.
Okay.
Yeah, like with Tom, like one episode I heard him be like, oh, hey, what's cooking? To some girl cat or something he was talking to, and she was all like, you doofus.
Oh, okay.
And then so when they did talk, it was rare.
It was rare. Okay. Okay. And I noticed too, so did we mention Popeye?
Oh, yeah. The guy that ate the spinach.
Yes. Classics.
Mm-hmm.
So did you notice on some cartoons, though, they never would show, like, the humans? Sometimes, like, it would just be, like, waist down is what we'd see in some cartoon shows. Cause they
like Cow and Chicken?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But their parents, you would always see them from the waist down, but you would never see their face.
It's like, what? Yes.
That show is crazy looking back now. I didn't pay much mind back then because I was only like 5 years old. But tell me why this Cow and Chicken was collaborating with the darn devil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
That went straight past my head watching it back then.
And I'm sure a lot more kids didn't know it either.
No.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so there are so many shows, because I don't know if we talked about the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yes, and I don't know if we mentioned, like, Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon.
Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon. My sisters were into Sailor Moon.
Oh, I remember that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that
which
too.
Some people would call Dragon Ball Z for girls. And I can see how. I can see how.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember that one. And Ninja Turtles, that was another one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
My oldest sister watched the Ninja Turtles from the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So I can't imagine how that looked then.
Okay. Yeah, I remember watching a few videos of it that she had back at the house. It was pretty cool.
No way.
Yeah, hey, it was different times back then compared to how the Ninja Turtles are now.
I see. They look totally different.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's pretty neat.
But, what are some other ones? Like, are we talking cartoons in general or still cartoons from Cartoon Network?
You know what? I guess we can do a whole bunch.
Like,
because I mean,
Samurai Jack.
Okay, that was another one.
Yeah, okay. That was on Cartoon Network too.
Dang. Okay, see, because some of these, like, we didn't. I guess Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out in 1987, but then there's also
DuckTales.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And
yeah, I remember that. Chip and Dale too.
Yes, that's correct. Chip and Dale.
Mm-hmm. Tiny Toons.
Okay, so all the... Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. And,
Gargoyles.
Yes, you love that show.
Gargoyles was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That showed an age like fine wine.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan, but I know you are.
Yeah.
So I watched some of them with you.
That was one of Disney's darker cartoons because it wasn't just for kids. That was for a universal audience.
I could tell. Mm-hmm. I sure could. Okay. And then you weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Mm.
Or were you... Oh, wait. No.
My parents didn't really say anything about The Simpsons.
See? Okay.
My mom liked King of the Hill.
Oh, really?
She liked King of the Hill and Dexter's Lab. That's one thing I'll say about my mom. She liked some of the shows that I liked.
Oh, that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's kind of like there are some shows that you could still watch with your mom.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad at all. Okay. Wow, that is interesting, though. All these shows that, like, because I know for me, like, I couldn't watch The Simpsons because I guess they cussed on it. So I was not able to watch that show. My mom was more stricter too in the house of, like, you can't watch certain shows. So that was one I couldn't see.
So you couldn't watch Beavis and Butthead or Daria?
No, I never heard of Daria.
Daria was a spinoff from Beavis and Butthead. Okay. About that one girl with the glasses that was kind of, she was kind of dark, kind of depressed. Well, no, not depressed, but just more realistic. She was super smart, but was kind of monotonous when she spoke, to the point where people would think there was something wrong with her, but there really wasn't. She was just really level-headed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it came on MTV. It was an animated show that was more for teenagers and young adults. Oh. It wasn't for kids at all.
Good to know. So
my sisters were into that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and I remember every episode, they would have an insert song in there, like whether it be rock or alternative metal or something like that, to fit the theme of the show.
Oh.
Yeah, and it wasn't like they were drawn like your typical kid shows. They were drawn as more mature. Because it wasn't a show for kids. That's the interesting part about the 90s. Not all cartoons back then were for kids.
So some were for, like, the more mature crowd.
Yes, absolutely.
But they were in a cartoon version.
Yes, because back then, parents' restrictions weren't as strict as they are now. Like, the parent restrictions didn't come on until later on in the 90s. So when you occasionally came across a show that was a bit more mature or had some blood in there, for example, it was surprising because of that parent restriction that was put in place.
Good to know. Okay, so if kids were able to get away with a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. Wow. And so I want to talk about another one. Recess.
Recess. Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, they probably were more in the like 2000s.
Yeah, that was on Disney.
Okay, see?
That show was all right.
Okay, you weren't a huge fan.
Yeah, it was cool for what it was, but it wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
There was also others like, of course, SpongeBob.
Yes.
I remember that came out when I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember that because of how my teacher said that she loved SpongeBob.
No, wait, did you really like it?
I thought it was funny back then.
It was.
Yes. It was. SpongeBob, when it first came on, was funny.
It was. I just wish that his friend, they didn't have him play so, you know, with, like, no brains, really.
Oh, Patrick?
Yeah. Like, why do they do him like that? But, yes, him.
You know, I was watching a video one time about how the characters on SpongeBob were actually based off the Seven Deadly Sins, including his friend Patrick, where he was supposed to represent sloth with him being lazy and stuff. And other characters like the squirrel.
Oh, right. That, what was her name?
What was her name?
Daisy? No. I know we're close to it. Not Daisy. What was her name? Let's see. Yes. I know I'm close to it, though. What was her name? Not Daisy. Let's see if we can find it. Not Miss Puff. Let's see.
The squirrel.
Okay.
What was her name? Sandy.
Yes.
Yeah, she was supposed to represent pride because of how she was so into her native state that she came from prior to her coming underwater. SpongeBob's boss, Mr. Krabs, was supposed to represent greed because of how he was obsessed with money. His competitor, Plankton, was supposed to represent envy. SpongeBob apparently was supposed to represent lust because of how he apparently had such a lust for things, which I find weird, because I wouldn't really consider that lust with the way he acted. but to each their own. His coworker Squidward was supposed to represent wrath because of how he hated his job. And who is the other one? And SpongeBob's pet.
Oh yes.
Gary.
Yep.
Supposed to represent gluttony.
Okay, so wow.
Because of how he was always such a foodie.
He did eat a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. So they okay. Wow. See, I didn't know it was based off of something.
Yeah. That's the funny thing is SpongeBob originally wasn't meant for kids. But I guess maybe behind the scenes the editor decided to tone it down for kids as far as their original plans.
Okay, and it became so popular over the years.
It sure did.
Okay.
I still remember some of my old coworkers from active duty would still talk about those early episodes. So that just shows how popular it is, even now.
It is, even now. And then, like, the catchy, you know, introduction. Who lives in the pineapple wonder to see?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm-hmm, classic. Now, there was another show I used to watch. It was called Madeline. And it was a cute show, and it came out, I thought it used to come on Disney, but somehow I would watch it during the daytime. So it must have been I watched it a lot during like the summertime. Had you ever heard of Madeline?
I have.
Yes, and I used to watch it. It was a very nice, wholesome cartoon show. So, yes, I was very, you know, my family raised us to be, we were just in a very strict household. So there were a lot of, you know, it was very like we were raised to be very pure. You know, we weren't able to, you know, watch shows that dealt with things that were, you know, terrible, cussing and gory and blood and like witchcraft and things like that. So even though this, like, That's So Raven isn't a cartoon show, we weren't able to watch that for a while because she was a psychic. So a lot of things we could not watch. I know. So it was very different. It was very different. So, did you have any other ones that you wanted to talk about? Oh, did you watch, what is that guy?
Invaders. Oh, Jimmy Neutron?
Yes,
yeah.
That
okay. Show was kind of garbage looking back now. Like, it wasn't as good as Dexter's Lab.
See, because my brother watched Dexter's Lab.
Yeah.
But then he did also like this one, too. Okay.
Meh.
But you weren't a huge fan.
Not really. It was kind of dry.
Okay. Drier than the other one.
Rocket Power was good.
See, I don't think I watched that one.
What? About those skateboarders?
Oh.
Yeah. Out in Ocean Shores, California. Yeah.
Okay.
That show was awesome, especially the intro.
Really?
So, we are riders. On a mission, action, kids in fun condition, rocket power.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Okay, I do remember it, but I don't know if I had watched a lot of episodes. Okay, so do you like that one more than It's 100 and More Days of
yes.
Summer?
That intro from Rocket Power got you so hyped back then. Yeah.
Okay, so you like that more than Phineas and Ferb?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So there's so many nostalgic, like, shows that we can think about. I mean, there's so many. And I mean, we probably didn't even hit a dent because there's so many. But hey, we can't think of them all. Compared to now, I don't even know what's on now to watch as a cartoon for kids. But anyways, we wanted to just share with you guys some of our favorites, you know, that are classics that even to this day, we'd probably still be able to watch now and be like, wow. This right here is a classic. All right, so do you want to speak on any others before we move on to our next category?
I think that's enough right there.
Okay, all right. So we can either go with nostalgic movies, toys, or songs. Which would you like to do?
Nostalgic movies?
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
All right. Okay, so of course, This is actually one that we both like. I think we watched this together too.
Yeah.
Okay, we did. Okay.
Sandlot.
Man, a classic.
I watched that multiple times growing up in school.
Yes, me too. Like, y'all had it like when you had like days where you were getting released early.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was a classic.
Yes.
That was good. I wonder how they're doing now, where they're at now in life, these, you know, young kids.
Who knows?
Yeah.
The Sandlot 2 was trash, though.
Wait, do they have different characters?
Different characters, same plot as the first one. It was just really low budget and mediocre. Like, come on.
Okay, so they should have stopped at the first one.
Yes, they should have.
Ooh-wee. Okay. Because you did mention that sometimes movies do not need a sequel.
No.
Okay.
Like, look at all the Disney sequels.
Yeah, they should have stopped a long time ago.
Yeah. With the exception of Lion King 2. That one was good.
Okay. Okay, so you would say that one. Okay.
Yeah, but the others, no. Like just,
okay, they should have stopped. What about Toy Story? Should they have stopped?
No, Toy Story was different.
Okay.
Toy Story 2 and 3 were great. I especially enjoyed Toy Story 2. That one I felt had, like, more substance in it.
Than the first one?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Now, speaking of Toy Story, did you like Lightyears? Is that what it was called?
Lightyear?
Mm-hmm.
Lightyear was good. I did like that.
You did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's talk about Sister Act. Did you like Sister Act?
Hmm.
Did you watch Sister Act?
I did watch Sister Act. I watched Sister Act and Sister Act 2.
I liked them.
It was pretty nostalgic.
It was, and I think I liked it because Lauryn Hill was on there. Beautiful voice. And they were singing...
My Guy.
Yes, and there's another one that they sang that was great, too, from Sister...
Oh, no, they weren't singing My Guy. They were singing My God.
My God?
Nothing you can...
Wait, how does it go?
Nothing you can do can make me look a fool to my God. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember the nun choir director was, she was conveying that towards the choir based off of Whoopi Goldberg's recommendation to play this song.
Oh, so this, okay.
Yes. Stick together. It was a holy alteration to My Guy.
Okay, so that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one was a good one. And there was another one, but it could have been in the second one that Lauryn Hill did. Remember, it was like a huge, huge, huge song that they played. And Lauryn Hill was like, basically, she was like the leader of it. Mm. Oh, Happy Day.
Mmm.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Yes.
Oh, happy day. Didn't they play that in another movie?
I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they played that in, what was it? Did they play that in The Nutty Professor?
Oh, you know what? I'm not sure.
It was another black movie. It had Martin Lawrence in it.
Okay, that I'm not okay. I don't know that one then. Martin Lawrence was in it.
Well, no, maybe not that one. No, he wasn't in that one.
No,
he was in Big Mama's House. Yes,
oh.
He did plan that.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what's crazy? What did you think about Big Mama's House?
It was funny.
It was so funny. Just to think, like, I honestly think, like, there were some songs in there that I really like. No. I've Got to Have It. That was a good song. And the one about, oh, Big Mom, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I don't know. Do you remember that one? It was basically, like... a hit to me, I felt like I actually used to dance to it sometimes when I was getting ready, like just to go out or something like that. And it was a hit song. Let me see if I can find it real quick. You probably, wait, what? No, what am I? I'm trying to type something in here. And it was a really good song. Let's see if I can find it. It was, here it is. Let me scroll down. Oh, no, you're right. They did sing it, babe.
See, I told you I wasn't tripping.
No.
Yeah, Nia Long was in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When Martin Lawrence was depicting that Big Mama.
Okay.
Yeah. She had a bust a move in the church.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that scene very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Oh, my goodness. They had this one here. Let's see if we can, if it's going to. It was Big Mama. And if I'm not mistaken, this song was basically. It was a good song.
Oh. Speaking of good song, who can forget Friday?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Every black person remembers that movie.
Oh my gosh, yes. Do you have a favorite? Is it the first one is like the best one?
Yes. You know, even though the first one is my favorite one, that wasn't the first Friday I saw. The first Friday I saw was actually Next Friday.
Okay, so wait, you didn't go in order?
No.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't,
because I didn't know that a movie came before Next Friday.
Oh, until like after you had watched that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, they played it randomly one time on TV, and that's how I came across it. It was hilarious.
It is, which, rest in peace to John Witherspoon. He was funny. Good actor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember so many iconic scenes and quotes from that movie.
Okay, go for it. I want to hear some. Like, what's one of your favorite ones? Do you have a favorite one?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite one would probably be when Craig and Smokey were walking down the hood and came across Miss Parker's neighborhood. And they looked over at her direction. She was watering her grass and her plants in some short shorts and a little blouse that was showing her chest out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking like, hey, Miss Parker. And she was like, hey. She was sounding all sweet and nice as can be. And Smokey's all like, we gonna let me F-U-C-K, Miss Parker. And she was like, huh? What'd you say?
Oh.
And Smokey's like, huh? None?
Okay, I remember that part.
It was fun.
Oh my gosh.
And what do you say after that? He was like, Miss Parker just don't know. She needs some young meat in her life, man.
Oh my gosh.
And then Craig's mom was coming out getting the mail or something like that, heading back inside. And Miss Parker was all like, hey, girl. And mom was like, hey. She was like, come later, girl. And mom was sarcastically saying, okay.
Dang. That's so funny.
Reminds me of the kind of things that women be pulling in real life, though. Particularly those that don't really want to talk to a particular girl. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but.
No, you're right. Okay. That's definitely how it is. Oh my
Mrs.
gosh.
Jones.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But you know what? I have to say one thing to go back really quick. You know how Big Mama's house, how Martin Lawrence was a female? Do you think that's how Tyler Perry got his, like, let me dress as a female too?
You know what? That's a good question, actually.
I know, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on. Wasn't Tyler Perry doing Madea for years? Like,
yeah.
Was it before Big Mama came out?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Because if so, then we can't say that.
Got it. You're right. I'm not sure. Okay. Man, that is funny though, just to hear all these scenes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I know we Free Willy, obviously. That's a classic too. Because R. Kelly had a song in there. I want to say it was his song. It was actually a really good song too.
I remember Free Willy.
You do? Did you like it?
It was all right.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mind it.
You didn't mind it, but it wasn't like huge. Oh, where you're like, okay, it's on my top 10.
No.
Okay.
One movie that was huge back then was Mighty Ducks.
Oh my gosh, that was huge.
Yeah.
That was definitely huge.
Like next Friday, I saw the second one first. D2, The Mighty Ducks. I used to have the VHS for that.
Dang, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you like really liked it.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was nostalgic.
That is nostalgic, babe. That is. That is really just not nostalgic. Okay. Never mind. I said R. Kelly. I meant to say Michael Jackson. Okay. That is. Okay. So are there any other ones that you're like, oh my goodness, this is like a movie that was like a must see, you know, as like one for the 90s, that you're like, this was a good movie.
American Pie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that one. And Clueless.
Yeah.
Yes. I think
my sisters loved Clueless.
They did. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as if. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, those were all really good movies. Titanic. Yeah. It was good and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
It was still pretty good.
So, The Best Man, the first one.
So good. It was so good. That was really a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. Me and my family watched that so many times, we lost count.
Dang!
Because my dad would do one thing where every time we were going on a road trip, he would carry his TV in the car with us so that we'd have something to watch on the road. And one of the movies that we would always watch is The Best Man on VHS.
Oh, no way.
Yes. That was a little family tradition of ours on the road.
I love it. I love it. That is a good, really good movie. Mm-hmm.
Boys in the Hood was cool, too.
Okay, so
we had the DVD for that.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good one. Man, just so many good ones. I mean, Forrest Gump.
Ha! Tom Hanks always running like he done stole something.
Yes.
The part of that movie I always remember was the part when his mom was having sex with that one dude that was giving her money. And Forrest Gump, he was sitting in that rocking chair out there on the porch. And when that guy came out of the house, he looked over to Forrest Gump's character. Was like, what are you looking at, kid? And Forrest Gump slowly cocked his head over at him and was making that sound of making the sound that he was making while he was having sex.
Wow.
That went straight over my head when I first saw it. But looking back now, I was like, oh, that's what he was doing.
Oh my gosh.
Nowadays, that'd be considered a form of harassment.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. That is something. Okay. Well, I was going to say another one would be The Mask.
With Jim Carrey.
Yes, such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who could forget that classic yellow suit?
Yes. Such a good one. And I think another one is, Set It Off.
Oh, yes. With Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Man, just so many movies. Oh, my goodness.
Vivian Banks.
Okay.
Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox.
Yeah. Oh, Set It Off. Okay. That was a classic. Yes.
That was. Oh, my goodness. Such a good movie.
Hey, it's about more than just women, too. I mean, that movie was action-packed.
It sure was. It sure was. I wonder if that was like I think that movie came out before like Ocean's 8 or
Ocean's 11.
11. Okay. Yeah, where it really showed, or the one with the females in it.
Ocean's 8 is the one with the females.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yeah, that did come out before Ocean's 8.
Okay.
Because Ocean's 11 came out before Ocean's 8.
Okay, I see. Yeah, it was just nice to see like a group of like bad, you know, ASS women just doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Okay. Wow. So lots of good films. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But for the sake of time, do you want to go on to our next category? I was thinking of some favorite, like, toys, you know?
Oh.
From the
90s. I can think of all kinds.
Okay.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that game.
Yeah.
Or toy. I don't know. Yes. Game, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that game was fun.
That was a good game. I think I played it maybe once or twice. So, you know, if we play it again, would you be able to show me how to play it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All you gotta do is just pull a lever on those hippos in order to get those little balls in there. And the key is to get as many balls as you can before the other three hippos get them.
Oh, so it's like you had to play with all, like, three other people besides you?
Yeah, I mean, you can play with just two people, but it's the most fun when you play with four. Just like spades.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Others are, like, Nerf or nothing.
Oh, I never played that.
Yeah, we had that in school. Whenever it was a really hot day in the summer or the spring, we would have those little water guns and spray one another with it. Me and the kids in school. We had fun with that.
That sounds like fun.
Uh-huh. Mm. And who can forget Bop It?
Oh my gosh, yes, and we were just playing that not too long ago.
Oh yeah. Over at a friend of ours' house, because she has kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised they still had Bop It after all these years.
I know, right? You would think it went extinct, but it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, me. Look at me saying extinct. Oh my goodness. I'm dating ourselves. Okay. Like, we are not on Jurassic Park. Yeah.
And others like N64.
Classic. Yeah, that was fun.
The original PlayStation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the smooth one they came out with. I'm talking about that big bulky one that they had.
I remember.
Yes.
I remember.
Still remember the first game I got from there too, Spyro.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, then Crash Team Racing.
Wow.
Yes.
So those were your games.
Mm-hmm. I even remember playing Crash Bandicoot at my cousin's house.
Wow.
Yeah, me,
Crash,
him, mm-hmm. and one of my sisters. We were all playing Crash Team Racing over at his house. And I remember my sister was the one that won.
She did.
Yeah. I came in second place.
Oh.
Yeah. And my cousin, he was the one that came in last place. And he was like, I remember, he was like, oh, S-H-I-T. He was controlling everything. His name is Clarence. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because people really get, like, competitive about these games.
They do.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Clarence to death.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember. I'll never forget. I collected Beanie Babies. Did your sister collect Beanie Babies, your sisters?
I don't remember whether they did or not.
Okay.
I remember my sister's having Barbies growing up.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only knew that because of seeing some in one of the boxes that we had in storage growing up.
Oh, the Barbie dolls?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of them too, so I'm excited to see Barbie. Which is coming out soon in theaters. Yes. Mm-hmm. But no, I used to collect a whole bunch of Beanie Babies, and we'd have them, like, on display. So, because they were big back in the day too, you know? So I was just like, oh, let me get this one and this one and this one and this one. Now, do I know where they're at now? Actually, I think they're still at home. I think I saw them the other time when I went home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we still have them. Yeah. Yeah. I do remember this game, or this, I think it's a toy. A little toy keychain. It hangs on the keychain. Yep. Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I never had one, but a lot of the kids had them. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I used to think they were just so cool when they had those, but I never got one. Yeah, that. Those were huge back in the day. So yeah, it's just so many, like, different toys, I felt like. Did you have,
Oh, yeah, the Game Boy, too.
Yes.
Yeah, the Game Boy Color, to be exact.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, Pokemon on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow, and I'm sure they were more than this price that we're seeing here for $26.99.
Oh, yes, yes. Different times back then.
Wow. Yeah, that is something. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, much more expensive, I see.
Yeah, they had that. They had Sega Genesis.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That is something else. All these toys that they had back in the day. I remember these troll dolls. Yeah. Wow. That is something else. All these. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever collect?
The X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't collect the X-Men.
Okay.
I remember I had a Shredder action figure growing up from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, you did.
Yeah, and Pokemon cards, too.
So you had these over, was it Digimon?
Yeah, because everybody was on that Pokemon craze back then.
They sure were. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. They sure were. I was like, wow. Did you trade your cards?
I did.
Oh. Oh, okay. That is something. Yeah, I don't even know if they do it now. I thought they had something too. It was like Go Pokemon or Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The dangers that come with that game. All I gotta say is if you're gonna play Pokemon Go, you best be paying attention to what's going on around you so that you don't run into something like a forklift if you work in a warehouse, for example.
Oh my gosh, because you did. Yep, I remember you told me that story. Oh, not you, but someone. A
yes, yes. The danger is real with that game.
Oh, I can't imagine. I never played it, but I hear it was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. So what was it? It's like they tell you where to go find something?
Yes, like in the games where you would go to the gym and battle a gym leader or something like that, but it would be incorporated into like a real life gym where you'd have to go in order to battle people or find Pokemon on that Pokemon Go game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was how addicting it was for people playing that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because it would require you to go to an actual place out here in the Wild Blue Yonder.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it was addicting.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you weren't sure exactly where you would be required to go to catch these Pokemon.
Oh, wow. That does make it harder. Okay.
Yeah.
But really fun, full of adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we are almost to the end, but do you want to go over one more category?
Yeah.
All right, so this last category is songs from the 90s.
Oh, wow.
I know.
We can get lost in this.
Like, we sure can.
All those hot bands that they had in the 90s, particularly pop, like what? Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, yeah. NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
Yes, Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list goes on and on. Cause she, Genie in a Bottle, I remember that song.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there is just so much.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you had All for One, Boys to Men.
TLC.
Yes, Destiny's Child. I mean, SWV.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey, Blackstreet.
Naughty by Nature. Yes. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So many Spice Girls.
Yes, yeah, Spice Girls. You remember the Spice Girls movie? Spice World.
Dang it, I didn't see it.
Oh.
It was really good.
Saw it.
Oh, okay. Was it good?
It was good.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't
Cisco,
see
it. The thong song.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I never would have guessed how young he was when he made that song.
No way, he was
really
young.
Yeah, like, wasn't he like, what, 17, 18? But he could sing his behind off.
Wow.
I can tell you that.
He sure could, babe. He really could. Okay. I did not know that he was that young. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That is. Okay. Yeah, there's so many more, though, like Aerosmith, Lone Star.
Yes.
Well, we can't forget the incredible Whitney Houston.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Rest in peace. Celine Dion, which I think we went to go see that for after your graduation. There was like, I think there was one of the people that we went to for that one event, and the singers came out. They were dressed like back in the day singers, popular, and then they did like certain hits because it was, I think Celine Dion was one of them too. And then we had the one that sings, What's Love Got to Do with It?
What's love got to do with it?
But actually, that's a good one, babe. That is. With Jay-Z and, not Jay-Z, Ja Rule and Ashanti, but the other one. What's love got to do with it? Tina Turner.
Yes, the original.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, and I forgot, but we went and so I remember they sang one of Celine Dion's songs, too.
But there are others there too, like Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
I feel stupid. And contagious.
Oh my gosh, I remember that song. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or the We Will Rock You.
Yeah, that played in the Mighty Ducks.
Okay, yeah, man.
Living La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin.
Man, just so many.
Outside, inside, out.
Yes. That was a good one, yes.
She will wear you out.
Man, just
on
so
and on.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were so many. I mean, so many to name. Gosh, this has been fun.
Yes,
wow.
It has been.
It has. I mean, I do prefer 90s songs over what we have now.
Me too.
Yes, but I mean, hopefully we'll get that again at some point. I don't know, because just the words had more meaning, and it was just really nice, and just, oh, we loved it. So
it wasn't just a vibe. It was an emotion looking back. Like, it kind of hurts looking back now.
I know. You hear these lyrics and you're like, dang, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It really was. Man, but, I mean, we went over a lot today. We did. We went over a lot when we talk about, like, nostalgic things, babe. Like, we went over movies.
We went over movies. We went over TV shows. We went over toys.
Yes, and songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's so many others that we could have went over and done. But I'm glad we got a chance to discuss, you know, these favorites of ours and, you know, just sharing them with you all. I mean, you know, let us know, what are some of the things that you can look back at and you're like, man, this was nostalgic. You know, there's lots more that we could have went over, but I'm glad that we had this discussion. And babe, you know, it's always a joy co-hosting with you. Yes, I feel like it just makes the time go by. It goes by so fast. I look at the clock and I'm like, dang, we've been talking for that long.
But I know.
Yeah, but we have. So, yeah, you know, we want to thank all the listeners for joining us on today's episode. We really do appreciate it. And we hope that you're back for another episode on the following week. You know, please make sure that if you are not plugged into my socials, to plug in at Unapologetically Mahogany. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube. And please make sure to subscribe and leave a comment, you know, to let us know, or let me know, you know, what do you like so much about my podcast? And if you haven't tuned in to listen to other episodes, please make sure that you do. All right. Well, that's it for this episode, y'all. Bye.
Bye.